Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You, Community Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Christina Liu, who is also the producer and who I am giving credit to for bringing on Christina Pusateri today, who is just a phenomenal, phenomenal guest with so much information, a wealth of information that people who should be listening pay attention, because probably somebody in your life can use the service. We don't pay attention too much to stuff. And, you know, you have a grandchild or even a young adult someplace. And I'm just guessing, Christina, you can correct me. You know, if every other time you're saying something to them, they're saying, what, huh? There may be something to look into. What I want Christina to talk about, and let's get a little bit into, is Project Independence itself. Project Independence is the town initiative of North Hempstead to help seniors age in place. But seniors have adult children, and they have grandchildren, they have great-grandchildren. And as we're talking here this morning, people have issues. And just touch upon how you feel Project Independence can work with seniors with disabilities more than just a senior, okay? We have to take everything past just, and I'm again, I apologize if I'm saying this wrong, a normal functioning senior. Of course, many seniors have issues, and their adult children have them, and their grandchildren have them. And our goal is to work together with them.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Yeah, I just wanted to, I was sitting here just thinking, because working for Project Independence, I just think that this is so important. You know, we're always preaching, and clearly the message of this segment as well is really the collaborative effort of all these things, you know, and that's what Christina is saying. We could really help someone's quality of life, whether they're a child or a senior, you know, by kind of having this collaborative effort. And the more that people are educated on, you know, kind of what to do or understand, you know, it's very easy for everyone to kind of get frustrated, and we understand. But I think that, you know, having this kind of collaborative effort amongst everyone, you know, no matter what age, can really change the course of someone's life, you know. And that's clearly what you're doing, Christine.
It brings a better quality. And sometimes it's sort of hard because you go in stealthily, you know. And when I say stealthily, you watch things first. You see where they need the help. I got to say, I was introduced by Project Independence by my mother-in-law. And I know she's listening. So just so you know, she's listening. she is like this firecracker. And she's so amazing. Not only what she is able to do, but she does it in such a way that you think, wow, wait, you did all this. And you know, during COVID is really when I started seeing, because she would talk about Project Independence before that. But Project Independence became more of a lifeline, I feel like, more of a connection, I want to say. Yeah. Not a lifeline, because my mother-in-law is that. But it was a connection to what was going on in the community, mm-hmm. connection to all those programs. And, you know, it would be funny because I would show up at her house, and this is during this whole COVID experience, and she would show me the schedule. Like, okay, no, Christine, I'm busy. I got a schedule. You know, even just the simple act of moving a table from one place to another where she was getting rid of it. She was super proud, because not only, I read proud, because she knew that the organization that they use to do the handyman stuff is individuals with disabilities.
Yeah, the Rehabilitation Institute is right. Who we're partnered with for that, yeah.
And what happens is, which is where my son went to it, you know, just so you know. So the connection.
My favorite program. I absolutely love it. I oversee that program, so that's very near and dear to my heart, that the Help at Home program.
I'm actually the speech pathologist there, believe it or not. As well. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I just get everywhere, yeah. But the bigger piece for me.
You know, you two can just chat. I'll go away. Okay.
So, but the bigger piece for me was, she was like, no, I got that table taken care of. I got this done. And it gives them not only ownership of what they're able to do without you know, and she is such an independent, strong person. And to me, I'm like, I could have taken the table out with my husband. We could have, and no, I gave this person a job. She understands and she recognizes giving somebody with a disability a job is huge. And I just felt that she was always, and she's always doing the exercise classes. This past week I was at, I mentioned to her about Fun Day Monday. And I'm like, oh, do you do Fun Day Monday? She goes, it's too hot. It's too hot. You know, okay, that sounds good. And, but there's so many different features and the growth of the program is just huge. As far as people, what I liked about Fun Day Monday from a speech pathologist perspective is that you have these little units or groups that come together and they hang out and they talk and they share, and they share about themselves and they share about others and they share about ideas that they have and experiences. What this brings together is that that social communication that people need as they get older. They need those social groups. I saw veterans there, very proud of their experiences and very willing to share what they've done for our country. And they've done a lot and they're there and I'm like, okay, tell me more, tell me more. Project Independence brings that ability for them to come and share that experience. And I feel that, and they're also highlighted through Project Independence. You know, obviously the 23rd, August 23rd is the Veterans Day for Project Independence.
My favorite one. That's my absolute favorite every year, that one.
So I've learned about Project Independence from my mother-in-law. I can see something like that for individuals as they get older who are disabled, because I think incorporating them into the town, into different programs, but it would have to sort of meet the needs of that individual. You know, it was a great, I loved it. There was a guy on stilts. I was like, wow, I can't do that. But it was a great, great situation.
Actually, I am going to share something, because I know Christine was at Fun Day Monday, maybe last Monday or two Mondays before, and played pickleball in heels.
Yeah, that probably was not the best idea. But what happened was, I was at Fun Day Monday and I was talking to a group and they do pickleball at Clinton G. Martin. And I was like, oh, I'd love to play pickleball because I've never played. And so they're like, well, do you want to play? And they're like, no, you can't play in heels. I'm like, no, I'm okay. It was a wedge heel, wasn't that big of a heel. So yes, I did play. And I it was good to just to give it a shot and give it a try and to have that welcoming, like they're just welcoming. Everybody there is very kind. So I would encourage any senior, if they wanted those events and to attend them, they are such a welcoming group to go down and to do them.
And there's transportation available for those things too. So mm-hmm. If you need transportation and want to head there, you know, I always think it's nice, because last year we obviously couldn't do it because, you know, we were in a different thing. John and I were kind of facilitating these virtual Fun Day Mondays with, you know, the community services team. And now the fact that they're able to, you know, have it, of course, it's a little different. It's not, you know, there's not food and certain things, but just for everyone to be together is absolutely great. So I'm glad you took advantage. You dabbled in the Fun Day Monday. You survived Fun Day Monday, Christine.
You know, go ahead, Christine.
No, I'll be there again. I'll be there. And I'll be walking around and meeting people because I love it.
You know, I think that the nicest thing about Fun Day Monday, but also the nicest thing in reference to Project Independence that's coming out in this conversation with both Christine and Christine is community. And that's really what it turns out to be. And you're saying your mother-in-law, I mean, she's conscious. She's mindful. She's not even conscious. She's mindful of making sure somebody else is included, and as opposed to the table situation, help somebody out, because then that person feels good about themselves today. And when they went home, if there's a loved one at home, say, what did you do? They can say they did something, no matter what it was. And everybody should be proud of whatever they did in the course of a day, because nobody's judging whether it's the most, you know, monumental task or just moving a piece of paper.
Yeah, and I just want to remind people, like, while we're listening, you know, everyone, we're assuming everyone knows about the Help at Home program because it's so wonderful, and they've been on our radio program numerous times, and John and I can both say it's some of our favorite segments are having the workers from that program talk about their experiences. And, you know, Help at Home has through COVID, obviously, we, you know, that was one of the programs we kind of had to figure out what to, how to change it, you know, because we didn't want to lose that. They were providing such a strong service for so many seniors. So they're doing outdoor work and they're fully, you know, up and running. And it's to get in touch with them. They do gutter cleaning. They'll move heavy objects. They'll do a light lawn cleaning. I mean, gutter cleaning, I can vouch, is probably the most popular service. And then there's window cleaning they'll do from the outside on the first floor. So there's really a bunch of great services. So you can always call 311 or 869-6311 to connect to that program if you're a senior in Town North Hempstead.
I really like that. That's an awesome idea. The gutter cleaning is so great because that makes one less situation that could go wrong.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the thing. And we want, I guess I get to an age where my big thing is just don't get hurt. You could do anything physically, just don't get hurt.
Yes.
That was my rule.
It's true though, because it's really, you know, and like you said, it was such a great point because, you know, that thing we always struggled with my grandfather when he was alive, you know, was he didn't want to give up his independence and his choice. So it was constantly this battle, but you showcased so great with your mother-in-law is the fact that she making these decisions and being able to call and say, you know, I'm going to use this organization. You're actually keeping your independence, you know, even though you're getting help for the service. So I think that was a perfect way to kind of showcase, you know, reaching out to Project Independence and getting connected to all these different programs that are offered.
I also really like how you're utilizing transportation to and from grocery stores and doctor's appointments. That clearly is necessary for many of us because, you know, even though there are other experiences, even if you have an individual with a disability, they could utilize Able Ride. Yep. But if they can get, if sometimes the problem with Able Ride, which is a program for people with disabilities to get to and from places, mm-hmm. and it's through the NICE bus system. But what happens is if there's sometimes a big span of time you have to wait.
Like, yeah.
And the thing is that you guys have this other opportunity within the town, which makes it much more easier for people with disabilities, as well as for people that are of a certain age as part of Project Independence.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, something that is just, and that certainly during COVID, we realized, you know, we always knew how important transportation was, but that really became, you know, a prime thing in how to keep it safe. And, you know, so the town, you know, I can't say enough amazing things about how they covered, you know, that whole time. You know, it was completely cashless, tips included and everything. You know, there was only you in the cab, you know, so there was just so much wonderful stuff that, you know, helped people, you know, get through a very difficult time.
Actually, I'm just going to jump in and on top of what Christina said, Project Independence, by you reaching out and having somebody do your gutter, you are keeping your independence. Mm-hmm. Because trying to go up there on your own, you fall off the ladder, you're just being stupid. That is what an individual who wants to maintain independence reaches out and says, help me, I could use a little help. Right now, we're going into another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.